is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Social Security, Medicare, critical to the senior population, of which I am one. And because we are very healthy seniors and will live great number of years, the question is, what about Social Security? What about Medicare? All aspects of it. The President of the United States, I learned from reporting by Veronique de Regia of the Mercatus Center, made a dramatic moment in the State of the Union address by saying that not only is his administration not going to touch, I believe that was the word used, the metaphor used, Social Security, but he then implied that the Republicans were looking to cut it. Since then, the Republican Party, in the minority at the House at the time, now in the majority in the House, still in the majority in the Senate, made it very clear repeatedly, day after day, we're not going to touch it. We're not going to touch it. None of that is good news for what I learned from Veronique, that within a few years of the end of Mr. Biden's projected second term, the trust funds for Social Security and the trust funds for all aspects of Medicare will be gone, is the term. Veronique, I hope I've said all this correctly. Gone doesn't sound good. What happens when they're gone? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. So what's happening is the program right now is using the assets like Social Security and Medicare, the assets in the trust fund, to go to Treasury and say, hey, remember that money that we collected in payroll taxes and we didn't use for all these years and we gave to you in exchange of an IOU? Well, now we want it back. So here's an IOU because we don't have enough money collected from the payroll taxes to pay for all of the benefit in a current year. And we need you to give us back that money to pay for all the benefits. And Treasury goes, borrows some money and gives it to Treasury, to the programs. And then they pay all the benefits that given year. There's only one trust fund for Medicare, and it's for the hospital part, the hospital insurance part. And so by 2031 for Medicare and 2033 for the old age retirement, trust fund for Social Security, there will be no more assets. And when that happens, when there are no more assets that allows them to say, hey, remember that money we gave you? Here's an IOU to get it back. What by law, both programs need to revert to a pay-as-you-go system and can only pay benefits to up to the level that they collect in taxes. And for Medicare, for that part of Medicare, for the hospital part, it means an 11% cut across the board. And for Social Security retirement benefits, right now it means 23% cut across the board of benefits.
And the people who are paying this, I learned from you, are the younger people who are paying for the senior people. Are the younger people well aware that the money won't be there when they're senior? That this is a one-way benefit being, no matter what the cuts are, the money is not going to be indefinite for the younger people when they get to be senior. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that's correct. But I don't know that they know. If they realized actually how unfair the system is to them, they should be at least more agitated. The payroll tax represents an enormous levy on most Americans. But because it's a flat rate, it's particularly burdensome to lower-income Americans. For a majority of Americans, the payroll tax, that's the tax that they pay for Social Security and Medicare, it's the biggest tax that they pay all year. That's the tax that they pay that is really burdensome. And a lot of the young people who are going to be paying their whole lives and may even see an increase in the payroll tax to feel the shortages for those two programs, they're very unlikely to get the kind of benefits that current seniors are enjoying, because there's no way that the Republicans and the Democrats are always eager to say they're not going to touch the programs and they're not going to touch the benefits and they're only going to solve everything by taxing the rich. At least that's what the Democrats would like. But that's not true. Benefits are going to be cut eventually. And the younger you are, the more likely you are to be affected.
Veronique, I've been reporting on the troubles in France, and they're great and numerous, lots of strikes, very difficult to travel. The trains work or don't work, and it generally understood that the protests are about seniors, about moving the retirement age from 62 to 64, which seems unusual, but is that the same argument that we're not having, moving the retirement age to older or adjusting the benefits? And both parties are avoiding it because they think there'll be protests like in France?
Yes, that's exactly the same thing. Effectively moving the retirement age, it's a benefit cut. But it's something that needs to happen. First, there are two things. First, we're living much longer. But also because of demographics, there are much fewer current workers working for each retirees. So I think we're roughly at between 2 and 3 for each retirees. I think when the program started, it was above 40 per workers per retiree. So the burden on each worker is higher, is much, much heavier. And seniors, as you've said, they live longer. Now, I don't think Americans are going to be in the street if we were talking about raising the retirement age by 2 years. I think the French are a special, special, special case. But they will be, it will be rocking the boat, because for years, you know, politicians have avoided being honest to people. And I will say, Republicans are bad right now, but Democrats have always been bad. They've actually kind of convinced the American people that somehow those benefits, those social security benefits, they were theirs, as if it was locked in an account with their name on it. I think that's Al Gore that used to say this, but that's just not true. It's a pay-as-you-go system. So basically, people who are working are paying currently for people who are retiring, and so there's no bank account with a name, with our name on it. And unfortunately, a lot of Americans, they've been led to believe that they paid for their benefits. So they have a right to never be, they have a right to get their money. And unfortunately, everyone's going to be proven wrong.
You report over the next 30 years, the two programs, Medicare and Social Security, will run a $116 trillion shortfall. Is that known to the Republicans and Democrats in Congress? They both know this and don't address it. We have about a minute.
Yes, I have. I'm sure some of them don't know it, but there are a lot of them that know it. This is not, we've been saying this for a long, long time, that there's not enough money. There's a thing that we call unfunded liabilities. They're promises, right, that are made of benefits where there's no tax for it. So it's going to mean that we're going to have to borrow the money. Borrowing money means eventually higher interest payment. In fact, in that $116 trillion, most of that money is the interest on the debt that we're going to have to pay. And if interest rates continue to rise, we can expect that amount to be much higher.
Veronique Tirishi is the George Gibbs Chair in Political Economy and a senior research fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University, writing a Creator Syndicate, $116 trillion. I'm John Batchelor.